From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, it's the music of Grits and Soul.
Thank you.
Have you seen that gal of mine? Been looking since the river hit ye high. This thing looks like it's 9 years wide. Never seen this in my life. Little dove perched way up there, sitting on a limb without a care. Will your feet touch the earth again? What sign bring you from the skies? Ebb and flow, them flooding waters creep up slow. The tide it turns, it's got no pearly gates. My heart can't take no more. My heart can't take no more. My sins buried beneath the mud, scared to death it'll float back up. You're trying to do, oh man, guess my life is yours for the cleanse. Ebb and flow, them flooding waters creep up slow. The tide it turns, it's got nowhere to go. 2 feet left of saving grace, fly me to those pearly gates. My heart can't take no more. My heart can't take no
Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Cobb. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 672nd live concert performance. Tonight we have Grits and Soul. Noun, an American duo who fused roots country with southern soul and blues. Verb, Anna Klein, vocals and guitar, and John Looney on vocals, mandolin, and guitar. Adjective, hillbilly and R&B. So let's welcome Anna and John, Grits and Soul, to the Red Barn stage.
If she breaks your heart, don't let her say cry. I'll be right here for you by and by. I won't say I told you so. Those three little words I long to hear were meant for another and fell on deaf ears. If I can't have you, darling, no one will. Our time is coming soon. These jailhouse walls don't mean a thing. Well, they won't stop our love, even though you don't love me. Well, I swear what I did to God above, it doesn't make me a criminal, just a woman. Well, I don't understand why you won't see me. Well, I did all I could to tell you how I feel. It is your love that will set me free. You'll always remember me. The raven's call from in the wood, it seals my fate. Wouldn't change it if I could. Well, I swear what I did to God above, it doesn't make me a criminal, just a woman in love. These jailhouse walls don't mean a thing. Our love, even though you don't love me. Well, I swear what I did to God above, it doesn't make me a criminal, just a woman in love. Doesn't make me a criminal, just a woman in love.
Now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Grits and Soul are Anna Klein and John Looney. They're here tonight with us on Red Barn Radio. So, yeah, where are you living now?
Mount Sterling, right up the road.
Moreland Sterling.
All right.
That's where I grew up. My family moved there from Southwest Virginia, Grundy, Virginia, if anybody's ever heard of that.
I don't think I have.
It has one of the world's only two-story Walmarts.
Huh?
Two-story Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a good one.
With a escalator, you can put a, I want to say, buggy. It's a little bitty coal mine in town, and they actually had this huge project where they had to actually move the river. Like, the river, like, run right through downtown, and they actually moved the river over. And it's so steep down there, like, they wanted a Walmart really bad, but they didn't have the land to build it.
So they just went up.
You have family, John, in Mount Sterling?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, mom, dad?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. They live right down the street from me.
Oh, how nice.
My family owned a roof truss business. They've been in the construction business for many years. My granddad, my uncle, my dad, we all had a family business.
Did you have siblings, too?
One brother. He lives here in Lexington.
Well, while we're on you, John, would you mind winding back to the time when you first sort of adopted music as something that you were good at?
Sure. If I remember right, my brother is 3 years younger than me. We were already, like, getting into it, and I think it was a Christmas. I got a bass, and my brother got a guitar. So we were halfway there to a band anyway.
We're talking about what age?
I was 12.
12, nice.
12 years old.
And what guitar was it? Do you remember?
It was a little, like, Squire Fender bass,
oh,
I believe.
Right.
I think it was white. I was, like, all in from day one. I was all in. And Zach was, he could play too. He went on to do other things. I absorbed his guitar maybe a year later.
Ooh, so he had a bass and a guitar on hand.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. And then I was off to the races.
As a young kid, your inspiration.
I think I was telling Anna the other day, she is an encyclopedia of pop songs. Every pop song on the radio, she's like, oh, yeah, this song.
No kidding.
I have no idea. I don't think I knew about pop music until I was maybe 13. Because I just grew up as country radio, country music on the radio. And I think the first thing I got crazy about was Hank Williams Jr., like Bo Cephas.
You mean as a 12-year-old or 13?
No, this was like as a 6-year-old or 4-year-old or something.
It was your first concert, wasn't it?
That's true. Dad took me to see Bo Cephas here at Rupp Arena. Tanya Tucker opened. I remember that.
Oh.
It was a wild time. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew that people were getting wild.
You knew it was something good.
It was something good, yeah. So Nirvana, Pearl Jam, all that was like starting. And I had MTV. I remember being at a friend's house and hearing like Led Zeppelin for the first time at like age 11 and freaking out about it. So that was kind of the first thing that like got me started. It was like Led Zeppelin and the Allman Brothers and Cream.
The first thing that got you started was the country music.
That's
right?
True.
I mean, that's at the heart.
Absolutely.
That's at the base, right?
And then that's just what was like my first, yeah.
Yeah.
Your
first kid thing was,
yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Pull the curtains and now latch the door. The fields of home, we'll see them no more. Here lies a life 3 centuries old. Goodbye. Generations before me have done. Question not this 100-year farm. Goodbye, my love. Rest in peace, my.
Anna, how about you?
I come from a family of singers, and so I grew up singing in church. So that's kind of like some of my first memories of singing and harmonizing.
In your church, was it sort of traditional gospel music?
Yeah, it was just traditional gospel and hymns and that sort of thing.
From the hymnal.
Right. And then my mom was a folk singer, and so that was a big influence on me, because the first thing she bought me was like a double Beatles album or something. And so I started learning harmonies that way too.
Your mom as a folk singer, did she do that as a hobby, or was she actually a traveling performing musician?
She mainly just did it in Memphis, you know, just sang in all the coffee houses and stuff there. As far as I know, she didn't really travel around much. It was just kind of a side hobby. And I know somebody there wanted to sign her to a label, but I don't think she wanted to do country music, which is what he wanted her to sing. So she didn't go through with it.
So that probably would have been during the 60s, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice time for folk music.
Yeah. Peter, Paul, and Mary, and, you know, Joan Baez, and hitting all the high points.
Okay, good, yeah.
Now, we have a Scottish and Irish background, so that was something that kind of resonated with me. And then that's actually kind of the first stuff that I started to sing was Celtic music. A lot of a cappella Celtic ballads and that kind of thing. And then I taught myself how to play the guitar, and then just kind of went on from there. From behind the mountain, golden light did fade. Hungry feet traveling at a desperate pace. There across the meadow where the grass is high, sits a creature watching from the old fence line. Tell me something, brother, where's your gun and hound? Besides you and me, there ain't no other sound. Fortune's in my favor, I might just stay alive. Hunger's got a way of playing with your mind. Luck, it sure is a tricky thing, ain't leaving my life to the hand of fate. Waiting to see which card she'll play. I'm gonna make my luck today. Zigzag, circle back, look here, he's coming fast. Run, rabbit, run. Bone of a black cat, do you think your luck will last? Run, rabbit, run. Burning broadly, I know you're in design. Beg to differ, but it ain't my day to die. Like a flash of lightning or in a hollow log. See if you can catch me on your wits alone. Luck, it sure is a tricky thing. Ain't leaving my life to the hand of fate. Waiting to see which card she'll play. I'm gonna make my luck today. Oh yeah, luck it sure is a tricky thing. Ain't leaving my life to the hand of fate. Waiting to see which card she'll play. I'm gonna make my luck today.
Thank you.
Oh, you want me to sing a little something?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, how can I turn that down?
Okay. I'm getting over a little bit of the crud, so I'm having to stay hydrated. Kind friends friends and companions, come join me in rhyme. Come lift up your voices in chorus with mine. Come lift up your voices, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again.
That's so interesting in those sort of traditional vocals. There are those same elements that sort of follow what happens with a fiddle in Celtic music.
Yeah.
Is there a term for that when the fiddle does that sort of da-da-da-da?
Absolutely, yeah. The fiddle's kind of playing a cut.
A cut.
Like a...
Yeah. Yeah.
These little triplets that interject into the melody, and it's just, that's like their little improvisation type thing. I love Celtic music.
Does that kind of music end up sort of bleeding into some things that
that
you all do, either in your vocal styling or in your playing?
Yeah, that last tune's probably the most, kind of started off of that kind of Celtic
definitely.
Starting point. I guess my instrumental tune has a bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, as do all sort of fiddle
tunes,
right?
Sure, exactly.
I was about to say, with bluegrass and old time, and it's not that far of a hop, to Celtic music in the motherland.
Ooh, Friday. Smile at her skirt, hiked up for miles. I took her for a ride, boy, I'm gonna go home.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Grits and Soul, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Grits and Soul after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.